you say about Matt Cassel's development this year? How quickly he's picked everything up and how you felt about his play?
I think Matt's continued to improve each and every day, and that's what I'm concerned about. It's been a big transition for him. It's been a big transition for a bunch of the guys offensively, especially since we made the coordinator change, after going through a full training camp. So, it's been a major transition for him, and I think he's handled it very well. Hasn't been with some, down spots, but I think overall I'm encouraged with the progress and the fact that he's continued to improve each and every day in each and every game.
Coach, the Chiefs are 17-1 lifetime against the Broncos in December there in Kansas City. Have you investigated that as to why? I know it's a new coaching staff, a lot of new players. Does that apply to this year's teams?
I don't know. I saw that stat earlier this week, and I sure hope it sustains itself. Again, nothing that I could find. Obviously there's both teams, this team more than that team has been through some coaches, and for that stat to hold up, is pretty incredible. But again, yeah, I think it's, it's two different teams, two different staffs. I think the Broncos obviously have been up at the top of the division for many, many years, where the Chiefs, we've struggled a little bit more over at least the last handful of years, and we're both trying to find our way here with new teams and new staffs and really new leadership overall. So, I think really this is just our first game against the Denver Broncos, as far as I can look at it, and probably theirs first against Kansas City, and hopefully we'll start a rivalry or restart a rivalry that'll go on for a bunch of years.
Todd, obviously the situation you described is not an optimum situation, where you go through all of camp with one offensive coordinator and then make the change after the season starts. Can you just describe for us a little bit about why that had to happen?
Well, again, it's not something I wanted to happen, and it wasn't my initial plan. I was hired very late in the game, coming out of the Super Bowl, and decided to go a direction that I thought was best for the team at the time, and after getting through most of training camp, it wasn't a snap decision. It was kind of something that built up over time that I just felt like, it was the best thing for the Kansas City Chiefs, as we went forward. It probably wasn't the best thing for Todd Haley. And it's been very difficult, and probably put me under a little bit of more scrutiny, even more than I would have been. But I just felt and still feel that it was the right thing to do, and that in the long run it would be the best thing for us as a team.
Was Chan's offense not working, or was it just too different from the principles you employ?
I just think it was one of those where we spent a lot of time trying to figure out if it would work, and decided that we'd give it a go, and just the further we went on and the bullets started flying, so to speak, it was just became clear that philosophically it just wasn't we were too far apart, and again even terminology, a lot of things that I felt that to do it earlier rather than later, rather than go through an entire year and then start over again next year, that this, again, would be just the best thing for the Kansas City Chiefs. And there's no disrespect at all to Coach Gailey, who's been a very good coach in the league for a long time. It was just, again, one of those things that as the head coach I thought was the best thing for us in the long run.
So between, say, that and what you went through with Johnson, can you describe, sitting in that chair now as the head coach, as opposed to being a coordinator, what that difference is like with these decisions that you have to make?
Well, it's a big job. There's no doubt about it. And I knew when I made the change that it was going to add more to my plate. But I felt like I was able to make a pretty educated decision at that time. And I making it, when I made it, I had an understanding of what it would entail and how much it would add to my job description, so to speak. So, again, I felt comfortable with it enough to go ahead and make the move. And again, I don't at this point have any regrets about it. I believe that it was best for the team and will be best for the team.
Todd, I know you've had to kind of piecemeal your offensive line together at times this year. Looking at the Broncos, they've changed up 40% of their offensive line. Have you seen them, their line work before the changes and then more recently?
Well, I think they're doing a very good job. I think they had a little lull there after a very, very good start, but I think they've found a way to make it go. I think they got two real good running backs that are very dangerous all the time. They've got, it looks like Ryan Harris will be back, which I think will help for sure. And again, I think they're doing a very good job overall and dealing with injuries and things that everybody has to deal with, you know, throughout a season. And I would just say I'm impressed with the job that's been done there.
Todd, having spent so much time around Larry Fitzgerald, what do you think of Brandon Marshall?
I always worked the combine when I was a receiver coach, so I got to see Brandon coming out up close and personal, and for whatever reason, he and I just clicked, you know, during that time on the field, and I think I went down to UCF that year, and whenever we see each other, we always say hello and remember each other, but I've always been real impressed with Brandon. I think that he is a big timer. I mean, he is big, he's fast, you know, deceptively fast, I should say, and just an explosive player overall that can make phenomenal catches, you know, on a consistent basis. So it's easy for me to speak well on Brandon just because, again, we always had just a little relationship for whatever reason. We've always taken a little time to visit with each other when we see each other, and he's an impressive player, you know, in all areas, and I won't get into comparing players, but he obviously, in my opinion, is one of the best receivers in the league.
Coach, you mentioned something a little while ago about knowing what was entailed in taking the job there. Assistants obviously want to go as far as they can and become head coaches, but is the scope of the job even a little more surprising once you get there?
Yeah, I think there's, as an assistant coach, you try to pay attention. You know, I obviously got to spend a lot of years around Coach Parcells, who always did a very good job with me of kind of talking to me as if I might be a head coach someday, you know, and saying, you know, here's things you'll need to pay attention to, you know, you need to see the big picture, Todd, you know, a lot of those things, and why I think, you know, Coach Parcells is the best there is, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, that helped, but again, there's things every day that no matter how much thought you put into it, you know, as you moved along in your career, that you aren't quite, I don't want to say ready for, but expecting. But again, you know, I'm 11 games into this, and I believe that each week is a learning experience, and I think that as long as you take those learning experiences and learn from them and grow as a head coach, that you'll have a chance to succeed. And again, I'm grateful for the guys I had to mentor me and kind of get me ready for this, because you don't know if it'll ever come and you're not expecting it. But when the opportunity came and I got this job, it's something that I cherish. And again, I try to learn every day and take those experiences with me to improve as we go forward.
Coach, how have your young defensive ends done? And how important was it for you guys and what you're trying to build to invest those high draft picks? Well, especially in Tyson, how important was it to invest so heavily in the defensive line in the draft?
Well, I think that, you know, in order to succeed in the league, you need offensive linemen, you need defensive linemen that can play at a high level. So this defense has been one that struggled here over the last handful of years, and And usually when you're struggling on defense, that's an area that, you need to invest in. And it's a tough position to get immediate results from, especially the defense that we're playing. And you're talking about a defensive end that's not going to have a lot of, sexy numbers, so to speak. So this has been on-the-job training for Tyson. I think that, that position, it's going to take a little while before you see, I think you see real results or dividends paid, just because it's such a hard position to come in as a rookie and compete and play. That, everybody's so much bigger, stronger, faster than what you're used to in the college game. So, but I think it's an area you got to continue to improve. But I think overall the defensive line, much like most all other of our positions, has continued to improve and show progress each week. Again, we're a team that had won six games over a 2-year span. Hadn't won a playoff game in 15 years. So it's a big job, and just when we can fortify those two areas specifically, offensive line and defensive line, I think we need to do it here, and that'll probably continue to go on here for a couple years.
Todd, offensively, teams have taken a few more swings at Champ Bailey this year. Do you have any theories to why that might be?
Champ's a corner that over the years, the different teams I've been with, we've had to play him a bunch, and he's a great corner in the league. Looks like he has not slowed down at all to me. I mean, he looks like a guy that's taken very good care of his body. He's very competitive. He's rarely not out there. So I can't answer that question. You probably have to talk to those other teams. But in my opinion, I think the guy's playing at a very high level and continues to be one of the top corners in the league.
Thanks.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, take care.